one particular or two particular kudus. At the end of the day, you still got to put up the building. You still have to make the big picture a solid picture. So, yeah, just before, hey, in the middle of Dalad, the second paragraph. Ken adava b'avodas ha'adam b'olam hazeh eskoinei. So also, with avodas Hashem in this world, even though he came down to be misakin one chet, that doesn't mean that all his avodah has to be misakin one chet. This is where it starts and finishes. He's got to build himself back up. He's got to start from the beginning again. He's got to build his foundation. He's got to build the house that we gave as a moshul, a solid house. To build within his soul, internally, binyan amiti shel avodas Hashem, a real solid building of avodas Hashem. Once la'achas sheyesh lo binyan amiti, once he's got this solid building put up, then he can come along and be masakin this chet that he was poigam l'moshel, as we were giving in the moshel, that if the wall is not straight, you're not going to be able to pour in the door. So this one avera that you've got to be masakin is only after you put up the whole building. Ulam, tchilas tzorech binyan amiti benefesh. You've got to build an internal building solid. Binyan mutzak, a solid building, shel avedas Hashem. Zois oid. A person sometimes can be misakin the chet that he came down on this world in a few minutes. Does that mean he's living here for nothing? Avada nisht. Avada is boru. Lavdafka. Some people yes, some people not. But lamoshli, if you came down to be misakin a certain thing and let's say you took care of it, that doesn't mean you don't have another 50 years to live, or even if you do, that means you're potter from all everything else. Avada nisht. Avada, that's got to be your main focus. You might mess up. El bara dovah shall call adam livnes is nafshi mireishad gimira. It's clear that you've got to build yourself from the beginning to the end. Ubenoiseh hakach. On top of this, you've got to have a special focus on the chet, on the avera that you came down to this world for. Nimtzo. So it comes out like this. She'ena prat hayochid hu ikar avodas b'chalitz b'chalshah. And this is one of the big nekudas in this sefer. When the ikar avodah of a person is not on singular nekudas. Like he was giving a marshal yesterday of whether today I start off on Lashon Hara, tomorrow I start off on Bittul Torah. Yet they're all choshuva kabbalas in the big picture. But there has to be a focal point of some sort of picture. And a siyesh siba kuleles, there's a reason, right? Which is kolo, which includes all people that are created, why they came down to this world. It's race, racist. First of all, you've got to explain what the reason is. What did everybody come down on this world for? And when it's clear to you what you came down on this world for, then that has to be your focal point, how to get there. Nimtzo. He says, Shesibazu, the reason why you came down on this world, has to be standing in front of you every minute of the day. And that's the Sibah, and that reason why you came down on this world has to be what is madrich you, what leads you through your whole life. So therefore, Ba'etzim, you've got to live with the understanding and with the yediyah of what you're doing on this world. Kloimer, yediyas hasiba, knowing the reason is not a yediyah ba'alma. It's not just knowing it. Ela yediyah means that the culture of hachaim, your whole way of living, has to go hand in hand with what you understand. Chazal say v'yadat hayom ha'shavoyseh alu levecho, that a lot of people of us know that there's a yediyah, there's a ribbono shel olam, and a lot of people know that there's such a thing as an aveira and a mitzvah. But v'ashavoyseh alu levecho is we don't live with it. The yediyah has nothing to do with our maisa. if you really want to know, if you really want to make, take care of yourself, put your life in your own hands, you've got to live and internalize the idea of why and what I'm doing on this world, and that idea, which turns into the Maisa, has to that has to lead you all the way through life.
Where do you start from?
Your machshava, your hergeshim, your emotional feelings, your maisim, always have to go hand in hand with the idea that you know. If it doesn't go hand in hand, then you've got a problem. Your idea is over here and your mice is over here. That's the problem with all of us. That we all understand what's right. We all know what's right. Some of us know deeper, some of us know less. It doesn't make a difference. But we all know what we're supposed to do. But we don't do it. Why? Because the idea, our idea and the lemaisa are two separate worlds. Rabbi Yochanan used to say that the distance between knowing and not knowing is a lot shorter than the distance between knowing and doing. Anybody understand what you said? The difference between not knowing and knowing is a much shorter distance than from when you know to how much you're going to do according to what you know. That means the distance is a lot far away from even when you know, and it's much harder than to actually do it. But if you want to know what's going to lead you through life, you've got to live and you've got to internalize this idea of how to do it. Now, he gives a modika moshe. He says his mashalim are modik. His mashalim is like this. You've got a naga. You've got a... What's a naga? Somebody who takes care of wood.
No?
A carpenter. He takes in his hand the saw. Ubiyoda ashniya kerish. And he takes in his second hand the piece of wood. He starts cutting it with a saw. In the shosh noga, right? If b'shas ma'isa, when he's cutting with an electric saw, right? So he starts cutting it. If his whole machshava is totally involved in other things, and his mind is flying somewhere else. He didn't take his pills today, so he's miles away, right? Koravadova, it's claw. Or the chituch, or the way he cuts it is going to come out crooked. Or the piece of wood is going to fall off his hand. Or he's going to end up cutting up his own hand. Right? That's when you're not focused on what you're doing with an electric saw and a piece of wood. Why? When he took in his hands this saw, it was clear to him. What he has to do and how to do it. That means even though it came out crooked or he ended up cutting up his hand, Bishas, when he took the saw into his hand, he knew 100% what he has to do, how to do it. What happened? Something went wrong in the middle. It didn't work out exactly the way he wanted it. Why? Because Bishas Meiser, what he knew, the knowledge of how to do it, he wasn't focused on it. He was somewhere else. He was busy with something else. So automatically the thing's not going to come out. Says him, Heim Heim Advaram Benimshul. Those exactly the Nimshul of the way we live. Amru Chazal. The Chazal explained that a person's life is exactly the same way as a guy taking a saw. If a person knows what his tachlis is, a person knows what he's supposed to do, a person knows how to do it, but somewhere along the line, his yediyah of beforehand, so the way it worked out is two separate worlds. What happened? He got distracted. The reason what... Something went wrong. He got distracted. His ADD kicked in and he was somewhere else. He got distracted. A yediyah is not enough. Yediyah is not enough. You have to internalize the yediyah that when you cut, when Inshafel, the Moshel, the Naga, the carpenter, when he cuts it, he's totally focused to make sure that while he's cutting it, it comes out in a straight line. The minute he unfocuses himself, he automatically will make a crooked cut. Now, Hayidia shall see Baba Tachlis Achaim, the idea, the knowledge of knowing the reason and the purpose of his life is not a yidia that a person hears about. It's not something that you roshim as advam, you write it down and you put it in your pocket. You know, every so often when you clean out your pockets there of Pesach, you look at the paper and you remember, oh, I've got to suddenly remember what I have to do. This is a yidia that has to be chushes, it has to be, what's the word in English? Tangible. You've got to live with it. You breathe it. You smell it. Everything that you do has to go hand in hand with this idea. Now, says Ma be'emes tachlis ha'odom be'ilome. What's the reason tachlis of a person in this world? She says tachlis ha'odom hudover yodua v'lo yodua. It's something that's known and it's not known. What does he mean? A person read about it, he heard about it, he's heard a million different shmuzen, he's thought about it. It's not known to him. Why? If a person would know it in the right way, he'd be joined, but there's another word for it. It'd become attached, it'd become part of him, right? As he says, Yidia, Vayeda Haldam is Ishta, Yidia is a Lashon Chibur. No, knowing is not just knowing, it's not plain intellectual. It's got to be, it's a Chibur. It causes something that two things come together as one. Yidia is when you get connected with something, your Yidia becomes a real Yidia. When we say about connections, so the Torah uses a lashon of vayeda. Why? Because the yidia, the knowledge that you know, comes the ramaisa. That's a chibur between the action that you do and the knowledge that you know. So he says, if we be'emes knew, and the yidia was taka and emesi yidia, that our actions go hand in hand with our yidia, then our whole life would be different. Our whole way of life has got to change. Why? Because the minute you take everything that you know, what you're supposed to do, even us on our madrega, if we would take all the knowledge that we know, and it doesn't make a difference what level we're on, but everything that we've read about the Rebbeinu Shleilam, about mitzvahs, about Yerushalayim, everything that we put, and we put it into action, we would not be the way we are, the way we all look today. Why? The terror is that we're not connected to the idea is just an intellectual knowledge. It's something that I wrote down on a piece of paper. I owe somebody, and I put away in his pocket. Put away in my pocket. That's it. More than that has nothing to do with the lemaisa. So therefore, I'm not. I don't have a chibur with this idea. I'm not joined. It's not part of it. I haven't internalized it. Umidis ha'emes ilu ha'ya odom ha'ya nation is kol kovid mishkala nafshi liyidia zu. If a person would take his whole inner soul, and he would take his whole conscience, and he would put two and two together, and he would say, my idea and my maisa has to go hand in hand, and he would have this midas ha'emes, which, the truth is, there's a famous story of a guy who went searching for God, and he ended up in India. And he wanted to get to the big guy that sits in one of these mountains, who was the head of all these cults. And
where do they all end up there?
A lot of Jewish souls end up there. The kid, he got a meeting with the guy, and he walked into the guy, and the guy says to him, "You're Jewish?" He said, "The emes is in Meir Sharon."
And where?
"The emes is in Meir Sharon," he told him. Just go back there. So that's what they missed. Huh?
Why not name back? Another girl that he sent back also.
Anyway, 2 years. 2 years. It took him 2 years to end up in Meir Sharon. And a friend of mine asked him, "What took 2 years?" He says, "Because the minute I would be masking that the emes is what he said." He says, "Emes is so strong, I would have to become a Baal Tshuva straight away." He says, "I still wanted to play." He says, "The minute I'm moida ala emes," he says, "there's no two ways." He says, "Because I'm living in a lie." He says, "A person who lives with emes, he better live in Olam HaShekhar. Because our yidia and our lemaisa, the minute that you are moida ala emes, you come to terms that this is what it is, your whole life is different. You're going to live with your yudia. If the midas emes would be burning inside him, he would take a piece of paper, and he would write down what's the tachlis of his life, and he'd put this piece of paper in his pocket, and every 15 minutes he would take out the piece of paper, and he would make sure that he doesn't forget what he's here for. Now, he doesn't talk about, later on actually he explains a bit more, but you say that, Dover, so the first thing that comes to your mind, you would turn around and say, okay, so I need Yerushamayim to get that Midas HaEmes, and I've got to put the fear of God in me, and I have to, you know, what I understand, and to control my Yetzer Haras, I'm going to have a lot of Yerushamayim. Yibachal doesn't go down that road. He goes down a total different road. He talks about being connected with the Ribbono Shel Olam, Dveikus. And that's the Ikar Tachlis HaChayim, and I'm not going to go into it tonight, but at the end of the day, the minute you get connected, there's two mahalchim, you can get connected and you build up a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that because of the relationship, you do certain things. I'll give you a muscle. Can we turn this over?